Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, June 7th. Local early morning temperatures range from 41 degrees in Kopeck to 53 in Voorheesville. Regional average soil temperature is 58 degrees. Pollen levels took a dip, but could you even tell? Everything smells like smoke. And yes, you can blame Canada. The wildfires are still burning, and with over 150 individual fires happening right now, the only hope is for the wind to just change directions. And that's not looking like it's going to happen. Anyone watching regular radar may note everything has been and continues to come from up north. Today will be orange with moderate cloud cover, smoky air, and a high of 73 degrees at 1 p.m. Some light rain is possible this afternoon. Up in the mountains, expect wind gusts all day. Overnight, temperatures drop to 48 degrees. Then, tomorrow, chances for more rain show up mostly in the afternoon. High of 67 happens at 12 p.m. Since the winds don't want to shift, tomorrow will also likely have a smoky flavor. 48 degrees overnight takes us into a cool Friday with even more chances for rain and a high of 69. Saturday, looking wet with a high of 73. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:06 a.m., high tide at 5:54 a.m., low tide at 12:58 p.m., and high once again at 6:45 p.m. The river temperature will be 71 degrees and the tide strength will be high. And none of that matters because, as of what I observed yesterday, no one will be on the river due to the air conditions, which is smart. Sunset today will be at 8:14 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:16 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 10%. Plasma winds will be slow at 327 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently still holding fair below 4 megahertz during daylight hours, with fair conditions below 60 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2.3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 133. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.